16 billion. Wow. Just let that number sink in for a second.
Yeah.
16 billion exposed credentials. I mean, it's not just another statistic that, popped up recently.
No, it feels different.
It really feels like a watershed moment. A huge wake-up call, I think, for pretty much anyone who uses the internet. That means you.
It's an absolutely massive figure. And it hammers home that data breaches aren't these like isolated things anymore.
Right.
They're just an unfortunate, pervasive reality now.
Yeah.
Our digital security, it's a shared problem. It really affects everyone.
And that's exactly why we wanted to do this deep dive. Our mission today is to really unpack the sources on what's being called the Great Password Heist. We need to look at the honestly frightening scope of this crisis, figure out why our old ways of protecting ourselves aren't cutting it anymore, and most
What
importantly,
you can actually do.
exactly what you can do right now to, shore up your digital life.
So let's unpack this first bit. 16 billion exposed credentials. When I first saw that, I thought, okay, what does that number really mean?
Right, it's hard to visualize.
And Ken Colburn from Data Doctors, he mentioned this idea of a domino effect changing the whole cybersecurity landscape. What's he getting at there?
Well, the crucial thing to understand, I think, is that this June 2025 news about the 16 billion, it wasn't one single giant hack. Instead, it's more like a compilation. Cyber criminals have been gathering data from countless smaller breaches over time.
Collecting all the bits and pieces.
Exactly. Systematically pulling together stolen info, emails, passwords, other personal stuff into these enormous consolidated databases. And that gives them, unprecedented access. We're talking logins for Apple, Facebook, Google, plus tons of other online services, everything all in one place.
So it's less about one massive leak, like you said, and more this constant organized hoovering up of all the smaller leaks, that compilation approach.
Yeah, that really ramps up the risk, doesn't it? Exponentially. The scale just becomes staggering when you see it as a cumulative effort.
Okay, so this leads to the big question. Why are our old habits, our old ways of thinking about passwords, just not enough anymore?
Yeah.
What's changed? And what are these credential stuffing boxes that are apparently using these huge data dumps?
Yeah, that's where the real danger is now. These credential stuffing boxes, I mean, think of them as highly sophisticated automated system.
Like bots.
Essentially, yeah, often huge botnets or cloud power. They take those stolen email and password lists we were just talking about.
The 16 billion.
Right, those combos. And they just hammer websites with them. Thousands, maybe millions of sites all at the same time, automatically trying those logins everywhere.
Okay, that's terrifying.
And the critical weakness they exploit, it's simple human behavior. People reusing the same password or similar passwords across different accounts.
Guilty. I think many of us are.
It's common. But it means a breach on some, minor form you signed up for years ago could suddenly give attackers the key to your email, your bank, everything. It's that interconnected nature of things. One breach can have these cascading effects across your whole digital life.
It's that harsh reality, isn't it? Modern tech has almost made breaches, well, inevitable. It feels less like if your data gets exposed and more like when.
That's a tough pill to swallow, but yeah. It helps to understand the attackers, too.
How so?
They operate with like industrial efficiency. This isn't random. Data breaches are a business model for them.
Right, not just script kiddies.
No, far from it. They study common behaviors. They know people use predictable password patterns. They know people reuse credentials. They exploit our habit.
Which makes that compilation approach, the one behind the 16 billion number, even scarier. It shows just how organized they're getting, creating these like comprehensive databases, one-stop shops for breaking into accounts.
Highly efficient for them, absolutely.
Okay, so given how big and sophisticated this all is, it's easy to feel a bit hopeless. But there are things, essential things, that you listening can actually do. What's step one? What's the main line of defense?
Absolutely. There are concrete strategies, four key ones really stand out from the sources, making up your sort of digital shield. First, and honestly, probably the most powerful safeguard against this credential stuffing, create unique, complex passwords. And I mean unique for every single
Not
account.
every single one. That's tough.
It is, but it's crucial. And the recommendation has changed. We're not just talking 8 characters anymore. Think at least 16 characters.
16.
Yeah. A mix of uppercase, lowercase, numbers, special characters. And the reason for that length, it's not just about brute force on one password. It's about making each password an island.
Ah, okay, so if one leaks.
Exactly. If one leaks, it doesn't open the door to anything else. A long, unique password is just much harder for even modern cracking networks to deal with, and it minimizes the blast radius.
Got it. Makes sense. What's number two?
Second, immediate response protocols. If a company tells you there's been a breach, you need to act immediately.
Don't just file the email away.
No, don't delay. Change your password for that service right away, even if you're not sure your specific data was hid. Because that window between them finding the breach and the criminals exploiting it can be incredibly narrow.
Hours, maybe?
Sometimes, yeah, waiting is risky.
Okay, immediate response. What's third?
Third, you've got to maintain secure password records. Look, we know it's hard to remember unique 16-plus character passwords for dozens, maybe hundreds of accounts.
Yeah, impossible almost.
So you need a system, a systematic approach. This could be a good, reputable digital password manager, highly recommended. Or, if you prefer, maybe a secure, written record stored safely offline.
But have something.
Yes, something reliable. The point is to resist that temptation, that very human urge to just reuse passwords because it's easier. That's the vulnerability they count on.
Right, convenience versus security. Okay, and the last one.
And finally, number four, monitor your digital footprint. You need to actively check regularly if your email addresses or other bits of info have shown up in known data breaches.
How do you do that?
There are several well-known, reputable online tools and services for this. They let you input your email and see if it's been compromised in major leaks. Doing this proactively gives you a heads up.
So you can change passwords before the criminals even use the data.
Exactly. It puts you ahead of the game.
These all sound like really solid steps. It definitely feels like it puts you, the user, back in control, giving you a fighting chance against these automated attacks. Still sounds like a lot of work, though.
Well, yeah. And what's fascinating here, maybe a bit uncomfortable, is this truth that's emerging. Password theft, to some degree, has become inevitable.
Oh, great.
I know. But it means the focus has to shift, right? It's less about hoping you'll never be in a breach and more about minimizing the impact when it happens.
Assuming it will happen eventually.
Basically, yes. Accepting that some of your passwords probably will be stolen at some point and building your security habits around that assumption. It's a different mindset.
Okay, so if that's the new reality,
Yeah.
what does that mean for our long-term habits? It's not just set up a strong password once and forget it then.
Exactly right. It really underscores that good cybersecurity requires consistent habits, not just one-time fixes.
Like what kind of habits?
Like, regularly reviewing your security settings, making absolutely sure you have unique credentials for every single account, and that ongoing monitoring we talked about, checking for breaches. These things create layers of protection.
Multiple layers.
Yeah. And look, inconvenience of managing complex passwords, maybe setting up a password manager, it really pales in comparison to the potential fallout of having your digital identity compromised.
Right. Identity theft, financial fraud.
Privacy
Yeah.
violations. That stuff can take years to sort out and cause real lasting damage. The effort up front is worth it.
Okay, so let's break it down even more. Practical, day-to-day terms. Let's hit some of those common questions you might have right now.
Sounds good. Let's do some FAQs.
First one, how often should I actually change my passwords? We used to hear, like, every 90 days.
Yeah, that advice is a bit outdated now, especially if you're using strong, unique passwords. The current thinking is change them only when you get a breach notification for that specific service or if you have some other reason to suspect it's been compromised.
So no need for random schedule changes.
Not if they're strong and unique. The focus is uniqueness and responding to actual threats, not arbitrary timelines.
Okay. What makes a password truly secure then? You mentioned length.
Yep. At least 16 characters is the recommendation now. A mix of uppercase, lowercase numbers and symbols is good, but the absolute most important thing,
Uniqueness.
completely unique to that single account, that's paramount. Above all else,
Got it. What about password managers? Should I use one?
they can be incredibly helpful, yes. Great for generating those long, random, unique passwords and storing them securely. Takes the burden off you remembering them all, but they shouldn't be your only security measure. You still need good habits. The key is just having a dependable method, whether it's digital or even a securely stored physical list, to manage credentials safely.
Okay. And how can I tell if my info has been breached?
Like we touched on, there are several reputable online services. Have You Been Pwned is a well-known one where you can enter your email address and see if it's appeared in known data breaches. Worth checking periodically.
Good tip. What should I do immediately if I find out or suspect an account was breached.
Okay, first, change the password for that affected account right away. Second, check that account for any weird activity, unauthorized logins, changes, whatever.
Makes sense.
And third, crucially, if you've reused that password anywhere else, you need to go change it on those other accounts too. Immediately. Don't wait for the company to confirm everything. Be proactive.
Right. Assume the worst and act fast. Last FAQ. Are some accounts just more important to secure than others? Where should I focus my energy first?
Good question. While ideally all accounts are secure, you should definitely prioritize. Think about your crown jewels.
Like
financial accounts, banking, credit cards, investments, your main email address, because that's often the key to resetting passwords for everything else.
A master key, sort of.
Exactly. And any service that stores a lot of sensitive personal information or acts as a recovery method for other accounts, secure those first and foremost.
Okay, that's really practical advice. Now, beyond what we can do ourselves, the sources also talked about professional help, right? Especially for maybe businesses or families who need something more robust.
That's right. Professional technicians like managed IT service providers, they offer more comprehensive cybersecurity solutions.
What can they actually do?
Well, they can properly assess your current security setup, find the weak spots, the vulnerabilities. They can help implement stronger strategies, setting up secure password systems across multiple users, configuring multi-factor authentication properly, providing ongoing monitoring for threats.
So they manage it for you, essentially.
To a large extent, yeah. And importantly, they can offer professional support if a breach does happen. Guide you through the recovery process, which can be complex. This can be for a whole family's devices or an entire business network. Creates a much stronger overall environment.
And the sources mention examples, like Technigian out in California, showing how these services cover everything from IT infrastructure to proactive cybersecurity. So that option is out there too.
Definitely. For individuals who feel overwhelmed or for businesses needing that higher level of protection, professional services are a really valuable resource.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive, I think the core message seems pretty clear. In a world where, unfortunately, password theft is kind of inevitable.
Yeah, that's the reality.
The real power is actually in your hands. It's about your ability to minimize the damage when or if it happens. Building those unique, strong defenses, being proactive, that's how you stay resilient.
It really is. And, you know, this raises a bigger question, maybe something to think about.
Yeah.
Given that we sort of have to accept breaches as a reality now, how does that fundamental shift, that change in understanding, how does that impact your broader relationship with all these digital services, your sense of online trust going forward?
Yeah, that is a powerful thought. How much do we trust and how do we verify?
Yeah.
Something for all of us to consider about our own digital habits and our approach to security from here on out. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.